not this past Sunday, but the one before that, you'd say that he came.
Sunday before last.
Okay. What if he's coming to see you, not this coming Sunday, tomorrow, but the one after?
A week from today. A week from tomorrow.
Okay. You ever hear people say Sunday week?
Yeah, Sunday week.
Okay. What about if somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th? You'd say he stayed about?
About 15 days.
Okay.
Two weeks.
Ever heard the word fortnight used?
Not here.
To mean about 2 weeks?
No. That's English too.
Right. Do you know the word?
I've heard it, yes.
The word is?
Fortnight.
Okay. If you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
You'd say, well, let me look at my
watch, the clock.
What time would you say it is if it's exactly midway between 7 and 8 o'clock?
Half past.
Okay.
Or 7:30.
Sure. And if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10, what would you say?
Quarter after.
And if you're talking about things you've been doing for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite
a long time.
Or for anything else with quite in it?
Quite a spell.
Okay. Let's see, 1979 was last year, so 1980 is?
This year.
Okay, and a child who's just had his third birthday, you'd say he's?
3 years old.
Okay. What about something that happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
1 year from today.
Or it happened
last year.
Okay. What about something with the word ago in it? It happened
a year ago.
Okay. All right, a few things about the weather. You might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those dark
clouds.
Okay. What about a day that, you know, you can see a lot of sky, not too many clouds, and the sun shining? You might say, well, it looks like it's going to be a
beautiful day.
What
about sunny day?
Okay.
Clear day.
That's good. And the opposite, if it's dark.
A dreary day.
Did you ever say gloomy?
Gloomy day.
What would you say the weather's doing if the clouds start to thicken and get dark and you figure it's going to rain?
We'll have a thunderstorm. Thundercloud.
Would you say the weather is doing something? It's
changing.
Okay. You ever hear people say it's threatening?
Threatening weather. I've heard them say when they had a broken bone, it's threatening weather. I know because my knee hurts.
You got radar, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But if the clouds pull away and the sun starts shining through, you'd say it's...
Well, it's changing. It's going to be pretty after all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard it's clearing?
It's clearing.
What about something with
clouds are breaking, blowing away?
Anything with the word fair?
It's fairing off.
That's what I was
fairing off.
All right, talking about a lot of rain. Say if it rains so 2 inches in just an hour, you'd say you had a regular
downpour.
Same size that?
A flood. Small flood.
You heard gully washer?
Gully washer. Toe stringer.
Sure. Stump mover?
Stump mover.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of storm would it be if there was lightning?
Lightning cloud. Electrical storm.
What about this situation if it's the sunshine? All of a sudden it just starts raining. You ever heard an expression?
Yeah, the devil's whipping his wife.
Okay. Do you have any idea why? Devil's whipping his wife? Okay.
No.
You might say, I just got my clothes up on the line when the wind came along and
blew them off.
All right. The wind sure does strong around here.
Blow stronger.
It has my clothes down.
Blown my clothes down.
Okay. What about if the wind is coming from that direction? You'd say it's
from the east.
And that would be
west.